crack in the Liberty Bell?
Ali.
Who really gave that bell a smack?
Ali.
Who punched it so hard that the bell did crack? Hit it so hard with an awful whack?
Ali.
Ride for our country dear.
Ali.
Who made the ride of Paul Revere? He rode so hard and gave the British fear.
Ali.
Tea in the Boston Bay.
Ali.
Set fire to the ship that was setting in the bay.
Ali.
Destroyed the tea so our country could be free. Dressed up like an Indian, who was he?
Ali.
On a warm, sunny day in a neighborhood a lot like yours, the gang is having a club meeting. Donnie is president and is speaking.
Hey, you guys, I was just thinking. We ought to do something different this summer.
Oh, boy, here we go again.
Yeah, Donnie. Every summer we start off the same way and end up doing the same things we were doing last year.
Hey, Eddie and Jennifer, can't you give a fellow an even break?
The very same words he said last time, too.
What else can you do in the summer besides swimming, hanging out in the woods, and making blueberry pies?
We want to do it, too. Hey, can we? Huh?
Andy and Kelly, we haven't even decided what we're going to do or if there's anything to do.
Mr. Vice President, I think you should be using some of that gray matter upstairs to help us find something else to do.
Look, old buddy, I've really been trying. In fact, I was thinking all winter long and still haven't come up with anything yet.
In the meantime, just outside the clubhouse, you see two funny-looking characters running very fast. And as they reach the clubhouse, they run to the back, peep out to see if they've been followed. It's Mr. Tooth Decay and his sidekick, Sugar Cuba.
Oh, boy, I guess we can rest here for a moment. Sugar Cuba, boy, I never had to run so fast for my life before.
You can say that again, boss.
Sugar Cuba, boy, I never had to run so fast for my life before. I don't know why he don't mind his own business.
Yeah, we're just having a little fun. Shucks.
And the nerve of him walking around with a
toothbrush, boss.
Oh, just the mention of that word since chilled up my spine.
Now at that same time, Charles and Timmy are walking towards the clubhouse. They meet Ali, who is looking up and down and all around for that terrible Mr. Tooth Decay and his sidekick, Sugar Cuba.
My friends, have you seen two funny-looking characters running amok around here?
Hey, aren't
you Muhammad Ali?
Yes, indeed. That's who I am.
Wow! The greatest!
And the fastest.
Wait till the king hears about this.
Yeah, Charles, let's go tell him.
Hey, wait a minute. May I come too?
Oh boy, you sure can. Wow!
Mr. Tooth Decay peers around the clubhouse and sees Ali, and he nearly faints. Sugar Cuba is holding him.
Oh, no. What we do now? He's coming right this way. Be quiet. Hush. Don't say one word.
But I haven't said.
Shut up.
Did you hear something?
Oops. That's just the kids inside.
Come on, champ.
Sorry, late, bud.
Yeah, we're slightly detained, man.
Okay, just sit down.
Hey, that's Ali. What's he doing here? Oh, he's so big and handsome. Wow. Let's get his autograph.
Me first.
Wait till I kill my pop.
I don't believe it.
Attention!
Hold it! Calm down!
Ali, what you doing here?
I have a new battle coming up.
Win with who?
This is a different kind of battle. And I have to train just as hard. Eat the right kind of food, and good healthy exercise won't hurt either. This one's against Mr. Tooth Decay and the terrible, terrible things that brings that nasty Mr. Tooth Decay around. And his sidekick, Sugar Cuba, too.
Boy, that sure is a big job.
Very true, but it's one we can all win.
All of us?
We want to do it, too. We want to help. We want to help, too.
Now there's a project for us to work on.
You mean to tell me that all of you were looking for something to do over the summer?
Yep, that's right. Every summer we look for things to do.
Now listen, this is very important. This is not just a summer project. I wish it was as easy as all that, but I'm afraid it isn't. Mr. Tooth Decay can do and has done a lot of damage, and it will be a continuous fight, constantly all the way down the line. Listen close, all you kids. I'm so bad. I eat for breakfast railroad spikes.
Oh!
Yesterday I murdered a rock.
Oh!
Injured a stone.
Oh!
Hospitalized a brick. I'm so mean I make medicine sick.
Oh!
I've tussled with an alligator.
Oh!
Wrestled with a whale.
Oh!
Handcuff lightning, throw thunder in jail.
Oh!
Gang, I murdered a dead tree.
Oh!
And drowned a drink of water.
Oh!
I'm bad. Bring on Tooth Decay. Then there's Willard Willie Black. He works with a chain, latching on to your teeth and causing you pain. Now, I'm gonna tell you how you can all get into the fighting. Because what we gonna do to Tooth Decay is really exciting. We've got the stuff to run him away from here, just like I did George Foreman over in Zaire.
Get your dental floss,
ready.
Floss,
your toothbrushes, rushes, loaded and ready for action. The news is out and this is the latest. They won't have a chance because we are the greatest.
Greatest.
Ali, I'd like to join.
Me too, Oscar
Monty. Hey now. Those are just the words I like to hear. Ali and his gang versus Mr. Tooth Decay.
Hooray, we're Ali's gang.
Oh boy, when do we get started? What do we do?
We've got a lot of work to do. But before we do that, I've got someone I'd like you to meet. Come on, let's go. Follow me.
Did you hear that, boss?
Course I did, you idiot.
What are we gonna do now, boss? What are we gonna do now, man? What are we gonna do now?
Don't worry about that. All we got to do is reinstate our old plans. They work every time. Sharpen up our tools. Have you ever heard of children who don't like candy and ice cream?
Yeah, boss. Cake, soda. I can go on and on.
Very rarely do I ever fail at my job. And those little squirts will only make it easier for me. Now listen, this is my plan. First, we find shelter.
Right, boss.
Just a little space, not much.
Yeah, I'll out a corner of the clubhouse.
How ingenious of me. Of course, where they least expect. A corner of the clubhouse.
In the shingles.
Where else?
Boss, you know, I really like...
I know. To see anyone munch on a piece of sweet is absolutely divine and neat. Then I get to work. With my hammer and my drill, with my chisel and my skill. My deed will be done cutting through the enamel. Sugar paves the way to the valley of the tender nerve.
Oh, indeed. What a pleasure to taste. To slowly melt around the hardness of the enamel. To ease and squeeze all through the teeth. What a treat it is. La 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 la.
La 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 la.
And off they go to seek shelter from Ali and his gang.
Now everybody stay together. We don't want to lose anyone. Hold it a minute. Where is Andy and Kelly?
They stopped in the study to get some ice cream.
Ice cream? Oh, no.
The storekeeper is about to hand over ice cream to Andy and to Kelly.
Hey, what's the matter here?
No, that's no good for his teeth. Stop. Too much sugar can cause cavities.
What do you mean? You gonna deny these kids ice cream on a hot day like this? Hey, man, that's like taking candy from a baby.
Oh, come on, Ali. It is hot today.
Listen, kids, I've got something better for you. I know it's very warm today, and we all need something to cool us off. Ice cream like what you might get in this store has a lot of sugar in it. That's one of the major things Mr. Tooth Decay delights in. I've got something that's better to taste and much, much better for you. My bus is right down the street. We'll all squeeze in and go see a very old friend of mine.
Hey, wait a minute. You Muhammad Ali?
Yes, indeed. That's who I am.
Tooth Decay. Oh. And now I understand what's happening.
It's about time.
Yes, storekeeper. We're starting a campaign to fight Mr. Tooth Decay and his sidekick, Sugar Cuber, too. And what do you think about that, old Blue Eyes?
Hey, you know something? That's an excellent idea. I wish I could come, too.
Yeah, we have a big crowd as it is with the game. Maybe next time we'll call for you.
Wow, this is really something. Hey, wait till Sammy and all them cats they hear about old Dino will never believe this. Oh, howdy, Sybert. Don Sybert, guess what just happened here?
Gee, was that who I thought that was, the heavyweight champion of the world?
Yep, he and the kids are starting the campaign against Tooth Decay. So I'm told. Now, I like that. I want to join the fight, too. You know something, man? He was here, standing in this store on that floor in my store, man.
The gang is driven to a house on the top of a small mountain.
Gee, kids, it's nice out there seeing all those beautiful, healthy cows with those beautiful babies feeding them their good raw milk. Mother Nature sure knew what she was doing. Hey, look at the chicken over there. I wonder what he would say if he could talk to us today. And looking at that chicken standing there on the side of the road, it looks like he's hitchhiking or something, huh? I bet his mother loves him, too.
And sitting outside of his door is a black man of some years. As he sees Ali's car arriving, he gets up to receive him. He is a large man of great stature, with silver hair and a large, warm smile. His teeth are as white as pearls, and his words are kind and as soft as his eyes.
This is it. Everybody out. Brother St. John, I want you to meet my friends. Roll call. Donnie, Eddie, Jennifer, Heidi and Holly, Michael, Darlene, Charles, Timmy, Andy and Kelly, Sunshine and Stanley, meet Mr. St. John.
Hello, hello. Oh, what a fine bunch of young people you have here. Come on in, come on in. It's always good to have youngsters around.
Hello there!
Hey, look at all the fruit trees.
Peach trees.
Pear trees, too. What's this, Brother St. John? What kind of fruit is this?
Dates. And here's some figs, too. Everything that's good to eat and good for you. Keeps your body in the prime of health. Come here, children. Here's something else I want to show you.
Look, everybody, a garden.
Not just a garden. This is a very special garden. It's totally organic.
Organic?
You mean nothing was used in that garden that was artificial?
There you go. That's exactly correct.
Oh, gee, the flowers are so big and pretty.
Well, not only do I plant flowers for their beauty, but I also plant them to help keep unwanted insects away from my vegetables and fruits. Mother Nature has a marvelous way of keeping her garden healthy. Our bodies are like Mother Nature's garden. We have to know what is good and what is bad for us. Candy, cake, ice cream, all of those great tasting things are really terrible for your teeth. Believe me, I love all those things. But I have my own way of getting around most of them. I make my own preservatives, bake my own bread from whole wheat flour, and even make my own ice cream, sweetened with those very dates right over there. But most important, whatever you eat, you should brush your teeth right after every meal.
It's like taking a bath every time you get dirty, huh?
Hey, Brother St. John, I've got a smart bunch on my hands.
Sure wish we had some of that real ice cream now.
Wait a minute now, not so fast. Did you children have lunch?
No.
Now, even though I know my homemade ice cream is the best, there are certain rules that I apply to my own lifestyle. For instance, good eating habits.
And good eating habits call for good oral health.
Come on in. I'll fix some lunch, and while we're eating, I'll give you some inside information on the do's and don'ts of oral hygiene.